Welcome to the podcast, When I'm 64, by Devorah Cohen. And my husband is in this episode this evening as we celebrate the Friday night, February 1st, 2019, Shabbat service. And we're inviting you to join us every Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time at the following social media sites, facebook.com/groups/Devorah Clark. Which was my maiden name, or Twitter and Periscope at the handle Devorah Cohen 2017, and on YouTube, Devorah Cohen. If you would like your own hard copy of the Messianic Shabbat Sidur by Joel Greenberg, which is the one we use, I encourage you to go to his website, www.messianicliturgy.com. Please join us in practice. This is like a rehearsal dinner before the wedding. Because in the end times, when the Messiah builds the third temple, there will be no Gentile court, which means all nations will come together as one united Israel and follow the Jewish Messiah. This is your chance to learn Hebrew praises and English and be filled with the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah! So let us get ready and practice the celebration.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, y'all. And we did pray. So let's just hear a word of the Lord about praise and worship.
All right.
And Devorah has put together, she's been teaching for, I don't know,
a couple months, maybe?
Yeah, going on 2 months now. And I'm amazed, all right? I mean, I know she's smart. She's a fabulous musician. But she's put together this teaching, and it's just...
It's feeding you.
Every week.
I hope it's feeding you,
every
too.
Week, I learn something new.
That's wonderful.
It is. So.
Feed my sheep. Yeshua said, if you love
there
me,
you are.
Feed my sheep. So this is week 10. And if you missed the previous episodes, you can always find them in podcast version on iTunes. Just look for the name of the podcast, which is When I'm 64.
Go figure.
Yes. Yes.
World
and hippies. I think I need to apologize for my first and few podcasts because I really, nailed the sin element and was
you were
very
harsh.
Direct.
You were a little harsh. You were a little harsh.
Yeah, so I know some people would probably be shook up, but that was not my intention.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I'm getting softer with experience.
Gentler.
Anyway, yeah, there you go. So every aspect of Jewish life, can be seen as an act of worship. And, of course, we're talking to Christians as well because they serve a Jewish Messiah.
That's right.
Yeah, so many acts of worship take place in the synagogue.
Right.
However, many also take place at home.
Of course they do.
So, Rabbi, would you... show them the graphic and read to them where they would worship
okay.
in the synagogue.
Well, worshiping in the synagogue, and I'm going to go around starting at the top, because depending on how large your device is you're watching us on, you may not be able to read it.
Because
when I looked at it on my phone, I went, I hope this says something in those circles. But now I know it does.
And now, the reason that we're doing this, if you're a Christian viewing this, and it doesn't say church, is because Yeshua didn't go to church.
Right. And synagogue means a gathering of people. And you know what church means? Ecclesia, you know what that means? A gathering of people.
Yeah.
So synagogue or church, you worship in the place of worship.
Right.
All right. So anyway, so the first is the daily service, not just once a week, the daily service, festivals, Israel Independence Day, Holocaust Memorial, which was last Sunday, Shabbat, which is today, marriage, funerals, Bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah. That's when a boy becomes 13, he becomes the son of the commandments. When a girl becomes 12, she becomes a daughter of the commandments. Yahrzeit, which is the anniversary of someone's death. Prayer for the sick. And study. All right? And those are things that you do in the synagogue.
Which is worship.
It's worship. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So go ahead and now read
well,
for us.
But in your home is where circumcision, which it happens on the eighth day of a Jewish boy's life, he comes a part of the covenant. It's called Brit Milah, which means cutting of circumcision, or cutting of the covenant. And on that day, he receives his name. And then the next one, it says festivals, because all the festivals are celebrated in the home. And then children's prayer, Shabbat, you do it in the synagogue, you also do it in the home. Havdalah, which means separation. Havdalah is Saturday night, and it's what separates Sabbath from the rest of the week. And then meals of Thanksgiving, and then Shiva, which is a mourning period. All right? And you, when somebody dies, you sit Shiva for them. We're not going to go into all the details of that. Dedication of the home. Anniversaries, which, guess what?
What?
We just celebrated.
We did!
On Thursday, we just celebrated our second anniversary. It was fabulous.
So thank you for your Facebook sentiments.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Anyway, prayers for the sick and study. Now, notice, you do study in the synagogue, but guess what else? You do study at home, too.
Yes.
That's what we're doing right
now. That's what we're doing right
now. We're studying right here in our home.
The question is now, thank you for reading that, Rabbi.
Certainly.
Why is it important to worship? So if you're watching and you want to write in the chat box, we'd like to hear your opinion of why is it important to worship?
There you go.
And I'll put the rabbi on the spot and ask him first.
Oh, dear.
Why is it important to worship?
Because worship is an intimate time between me and God. Mm-hmm. Now, I may do it in a group of people. I may do it with Devorah. It may be just the two of us. But tomorrow morning, we're going to be in a synagogue. There's going to be, I don't know, 70, 80, 90, maybe 100 people there. But... And we're going to be worshiping. But it's not like we're all worshiping each other. We're worshiping God.
Right.
And it's me and God.
Right.
Devorah and God.
Right.
And Joey and God. And every person,
one-on-one.
It's a one-on-one time with God, right. Even if you're among other people.
Right. So, Rabbi, did anybody answer the question in the
no.
chat box?
No, but that's okay.
No? Okay. All righty. Okay. It forms, now here's some reasons why worship is important. It forms a part of the covenant with Abraham. So it is a duty to worship. It shows devotion, which is important.
Right.
It is a mitzvot.
A mitzvah has two meanings. At first, it means a commandment, but it also means a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting that in Jewish life, a commandment is a blessing?
Yeah.
Hey.
So it's a blessing.
Yeah.
It keeps a person mindful of God's presence
right.
throughout the day.
Right.
It is an act of praise to God.
Right.
It brings a community together.
Yes.
Jews can worship God at any time and anywhere.
And not just at any time, but all the time.
All the time.
And everywhere.
Yes.
And Shabbat Shalom Yamina from Honolulu. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. A simple prayer might be said for worship. They might take part in congregational worship, which is public. And they, meaning the Jews, might devote time to religious study. They might dedicate any actions to God as an act of worship.
And that's a really important point. That's a real good point. Underline that in your notes. Because whatever you're doing, if it's under the Lord, it's a time of you and God fellowshipping together. When you go to work, if it's under the Lord, it's worship.
And I think there's a Brit Chadashah scripture that says, do everything as unto the Lord.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So, in summary, worship in the synagogue or the church is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Worship is built around reciting different prayers in a synagogue.
Right.
So, we're talking about the synagogue
right.
where Yeshua would have gone.
Right.
Most churches administer sermon bites or sermonettes to their congregants. Or a few scripture to support a contemporary feel-good message. In a synagogue, the Siddur is the prayer book and the Chumash is the Torah in printed form. Now, please start to think in your mind, why is there a difference between the way the synagogue worships and the church? Think while I'm speaking, okay? Now, the key prayers in Judaism are, number one, Shema, which means hear or listen. Number two, the Amidah, which are the 18 blessings. Number three.
Amidah means standing. So guess how you say those 18 blessings.
Standing.
Anyway,
however, we do part of the Amidah tonight, and we sit down.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Number three, the Kaddish,
right,
which is...
It's a prayer for a memorial prayer for those who have departed, who have died.
And number four, the Aleinu.
Right.
Okay? Now, that's in the synagogue. Now, I can get into each of the details for these particular items later, but know that we're going to talk about synagogue and church worship right now.
Right.
All right? Any comments so far,
no,
Rabbi?
No.
Okay.
You're right.
All right. Now, the Shema is the foundation of our faith.
Yes, it is.
Believe it or not, in Judaism and Christianity.
Fine.
In Judaism, it must be recited three times a day, but it is a duty to recite it generally during the day as well, because we're supposed to meditate on the word day and night,
right,
according to the book of Joshua.
Right.
All Jews say it aloud and clearly because they are saying the basic beliefs of their faith. It is common to see Jews close or cover their eyes to focus completely on the words in the first verse of the Shema, as Jewish law demands this level of concentration. So if you ever see us praying the Shema, we don't have the sunlight in our eyes. We're doing it because we're concentrating on what we're saying.
Right.
It is also common to see those wearing a tallit holding the tzitzit, or the fringes, in their left hand while reciting the Shema.
Right.
As an interesting side note, the Muslims also have a call to prayer, but theirs is five times a day. Even in Israel, the Muslims use loudspeakers out in the streets to call the Muslims to pray. So, did you ever wonder how they are allowed to do that in Israel, but the Jews don't? Ask yourself how this happened when the country Israel was created.
But in Judaism, it's not about answering a call to prayer. It's not about, you know, the community coming together to pray, because prayer is between me and God, all right? And if I'm a faithful follower of God's instruction, of His Torah, I don't need somebody to say, hey, it's time to pray. I just pray, right? It's between me and God. And God will prompt me when it's time to pray.
That's a good point. Now, if you looked online and did a Google search, you would actually find a schedule for the Muslims. They have specified times every day when they are called to pray.
Right.
So like you're saying, because our God says to pray 24/7,
right,
we don't need a schedule.
Right.
Okay. All right. So the Shema is taken directly from three paragraphs in the Torah, two from Deuteronomy and one from the book of Numbers. Listen as I read these two sections from the Torah that Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Yeshua, also observed. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9. Hear, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. These words which I command you this day shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for symbols between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Continuing in Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 through 41. The Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and bid those who they may make tzitziot in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put on the tzitzit of each border a cord of blue. As a side note, have you seen people wearing tzitzit that are all white?
Yeah.
That's only half right. That's not scriptural. And it shall be to you for a tzitzit that you may look on it and remember. Does anybody know last week what the word in Hebrew was for remember? What song do we sing it in? Da 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 da. Lechadodi.
Right.
And the word is zachar. Repeat after me, zachar.
Zachar.
So we look at the tzitzit to remember what?
His commandments.
Remember all the mitzvot of the Lord and do them. Not just look, but do, and that you do not follow after your own heart. Think about today when you hear people poetically say to you, I've got to follow my heart. In some romantic notion, oh, my heart, I got to listen to my heart. Well, the Word of God says, do not follow after your own heart and do not follow after your own eyes, after which you used to play the prostitute, which means lusting after men and women, which is the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh, which in the Bible calls the greatest downfall of man and woman. Verse 40. I'm reading the Bible here, people. That you may remember and do all my mitzvot and be holy to God, set apart. Verse 41. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Amen. So in closing, I want Christians, if you're listening, to think about what you've just heard, reminding yourself that Jesus Christ recited these very scriptures to his followers of the day, as well as to the Jews, of which he is one, and ask yourselves if you are obeying the words from our Heavenly Father. Namely, ask yourself, 1, do I talk about God in my home? 2, do I teach the scriptures and the Torah to my children? 3, do I speak the Shema when I rise up and before I sleep? 4, do I talk about the Torah when I sit in my house and when I walk by the way? 5, do men in your house wear the tzitzit with a blue cord and look to remember God's promises in the wearing of them? 6, I do not follow my own heart, but the word of God. 7, do you guard your eyes and what you choose to look at, especially in entertainment and on the beach? What's going on in your mind when you feast on other people in your eye gate? If you are wondering how that person would be in bed, or feel aroused when you look at him or her, then you are half committed to God at best, and you need to repent, which means to turn away from the behavior. Not just say, I'm sorry I get caught, but truly stop doing it. And if you can't help yourself, you need to get some prayer time with God and make a covenant with your eyes and rehearse scripture in your mind. Clean out your mind with the word of God so you are thinking about the word instead of Betty Boop's boo-boo, okay? So choose today whom you will serve. You cannot have it both ways.
Amen. And thank you, darling.
Comments?
Not at all. You hit it on the head.
Oh,
thank you, darling.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know what we should do now?
What?
We should make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Okay.
So,
Sounds good. Let's sing
Ma Tovu.
Ma Tovu.
And why don't you get your tambour out? How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel. O Lord, through your abundant kindness, I will enter your house in awe. I will bow down toward your holy sanctuary. O Lord, I love the house where you dwell and the place where your glory resides. I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend the knee before the Lord, my Maker. And as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord. At a time of favor, O God, in your abundant grace, answer me with the truth of your Yeshua. Your salvation.
Hallelujah. And in thy great compassion,
Hashem. All right. Lekune Rani Na means, so come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us joyfully acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us approach him with thanksgiving and acclaim him with songs of praise. This is a fun song.
It is. I like it.
Lekune Rani Na. Lekune Rani Na. Lekule Rani Na Lashem. Lekune Rani Na. Lekune Rani Na. Lekule Kule Rani Na Lashem. Naria Naria Betshuyi Shenu. Lekule Rani Na Lashem. Naria, Naria, let's soar ye shade. Le kune rani na la shem.
Le kune rani na.
Le kune rani na. Le kule kule rani na la shem. Le kune rani na. Le kune rani na. Le kule kule. Running out Hashem.
Hey. Hallelujah. Come, my beloved, to welcome the bride, the presence of Shabbat we receive. Observe and remember in one divine utterance, we heard from the one and only God, the Lord is one and his name one, for renown, for splendor, and for praise. Come, my beloved, shake off the dust, arise. Dress in garments of glory, my people. Through the son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, redemption draws near to my soul. Come, my beloved, wake up, for your light is come. Awaken, awaken, sing a song, for the glory of the Lord is revealed to you. Come, my beloved.
Kadoti likrat kala, b'nei Shabbat nekabala. Kadoti likrat kala.
Shamor vizikor betibor tishmi anu el ha'am yuchad Adonai echad tushmo echad leshem utiferet beli tila.
Lekadoti likrat kala, b'nei Shabbat nekabala. Lekadoti likrat kala, b'nei Shabbat nekabala.
Hidna avli me'afar kubi. Leave she big deity Martechami Al Yad Ben Yishai Beit Halak Mi Karba El Nafshi Yigala
Likadoti Likrat Kala Bnei Shabbat Nikabala. Shabbat Kabbalah.
We're having fun here. Yeah.
And you know what? I'd like you to start praying for us to be able to take this out into a place publicly, locally, so that we can start to gather people. I have a vision of people coming and bringing one item of percussion, whether it be a hand drum or bells or a tambourine, so that everybody can come together and make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So again, we're in Richland Hills, and this could happen anywhere within driving distance to our home, unless the Lord decides to move us, which is possible.
You never know.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So it's time for Deborah to light the candles. She's going to stand up, put her drum down and stand up.
Okay.
And she's going to light the candles, and then she's going to sweep the fire with her hands three times to welcome the love, the joy, and the peace of the Sabbath. And then she's going to pray a blessing in Hebrew. I'm going to tell you in English what it says, and then she'll pray in Hebrew. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with your word and inspires us to light the light of Shabbat.
Amen.
And now she's going to, for the love and the joy and the peace of the Sabbath.
Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shabbat shalom, amen. Dear. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, darling.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Shalom aleichem means peace be unto you. Peace be unto you, ministering angels, angels of the Most High, coming forth from the King of Kings, the Holy One. Blessed be He. May your coming forth be in peace, angels of peace, angels of the Most High. Coming forth from the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. Bless me with peace, angels of the Most High. Coming forth from the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. May your departure be in peace, angels of the Most High. Coming forth from the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He.
Yes. So Psalm 91 at its finest.
Indeed.
Shalom aleichem, malakim asharet, malakim elyon. Mi melek, malakim amlakim hakadosh baruch hu. Bodkem la-shalom, malakim ha-shalom, malakim e-e-e-e-yom. Mi-mi-mi-melech, malakim ha-malakim ha-kadosh baruch hu. Barkuni le-shalom, malakim ha-shalom,
Psalm 91.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim, and Him we will trust.
Zed Kim Le Shalom, Malachi Le Shalom, Malachi Le Shalom. Mi Melech, Malachi Hamlati, Makados Baruch Hu.
Zed Kim, sing with us.
Zed Kim Le Shalom, Malachi Le Shalom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wisest man in the world's got nothing over on me. King Solomon was looking for a woman of valor. He says, who can find? I did.
Thank you, dear.
Your love for me and mine for you is more precious than all the jewels in the world. The heart of this husband trusts safely in you. I gained so much because of my love.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, dear. And ladies, it's time to pray for your beloved, whether he's with you or afar or gone on to glory. Psalm 112, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever.
May it be so in this home.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, the Aaronic benediction, Devorah's already taught about it. It's from Numbers 6, 24. No, she taught about the Shema. Never mind.
Right.
So, Numbers 6, 24 through 26. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious unto you. Now, I would encourage you to hold your hands in a position of receiving a blessing. And I'm going to hold my hands in a position of making a blessing for you.
Yivarech Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'ir Adonai parvelecha v'hunecha. Yisa Adonai parvelecha v'yasem lecha shalom.
V'shem Yeshua m'shekenu sar shalom. In the name of Jesus, our Messiah, the Prince of Peace. And people around the world all said, Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now we're going to do some responsive reading. Yes. I'm the reader, and y'all are the others.
I'm the readette.
I'm the readette. There you go. Bless the Lord, the Blessed One.
Blessed be the Lord, who is blessed for all eternity.
Baruch et Adonai hamvorach.
Baruch Adonai hamvorach le'olam ba'ed.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
6 days shall you labor and do all your work.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work.
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Speak also unto the children of Israel, saying, above all my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you.
Amen.
The children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing it throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant.
Amen.
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
Right. Now, the declaration we just spoke in English?
Yes.
We will sing in Hebrew.
That's a good thing to do, isn't it?
Good.
Shabbat la'asot et ha'shabbat le'dor etam berit olam v'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha'shabbat La'asot et ha'ashabat le'doret ha'merit olam.
Beini uvein beinei Yisrael o'ovi le'olam. Kisheshet yamim azah Adonai et ha'shemayim be'aretz.
Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha'shabbat la'asot et ha'shabbat ledoratam berit olam.
Uvayom ha'shvi'i, uvayom ha'shvi'i, Shabbat v'yinavash.
Hallelujah! That was cool, baby.
And that was a little sampling of our Messianic Shabbat Siddur service held online every Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time on Facebook.com/groups/Devorah Clark, as well as Twitter or Periscope at the handle Devorah Cohen 2017. And if you can find me on YouTube, Devorah Cohen, I have a live streaming broadcast there as well. Please consider getting the CD of these songs, which I've recorded and is available online at most music places. Just look for Devorah Cohen's Messianic Shabbat Siddur Service, or you can check out my discography at DevorahClark.com. And please, please, please share my music on Spotify. Just look for me, Devorah Cohen, and add these songs to your playlist. It's a great way to learn Hebrew. Invite somebody else to come along, and your children too. Because in the end times, we'll all be coming together in the last temple in Yerushalayim as one united Israel, and we'll all be singing the same songs in Hebrew. Hallelujah! Thank you for joining me. And I hope that I will see you again next Friday night on Messianic Shabbat Siddur Service. Shalom.